Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports, brought to you by KillcliffCBD.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Man, I've got honey in my voice today. Maybe I don't. Maybe what's the opposite of honey? Sandpaper. Got a little bit of sandpaper in my voice today, D'Anthony, because we got a new president. I was screaming all night and all morning. We have a new president. It was overturned. Did you hear that?
No.
Yep. It's President Trump for a second term. So no. We're all done, and I think we're good. By the way, this is according to a tweet here that Donald John Trump has put out. He says, reports Dominion has deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. This according to a source at OANN.
Right. Yeah.
Chanel Ryan is her name. Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of Chanel. Whenever you have a name like Chanel, you better have a gangster body to follow that. She definitely does. But not sure where she's getting these stats from. However, they are very exact.
Mm. Yeah, those are really specific numbers. They came from a company called Edison Research, and they help do data collection on exit polls, vote counts, They do polling and projections as well, but they do a lot of after-the-fact data analysis.
Okay.
So according to OAN, that's where all this information came from. From Lilia Fifield. I don't know how to say her stupid name. But,
who knows?
Basically, she said she was all these numbers that have been quoted are coming from Edison Research. Now, again, OAN is a news network,
mm-hmm.
so they're not bound by any kind of classification rules or any kind of stuff like that. So if they have this evidence, they should have posted it on their website, and they haven't. So I don't believe them.
I don't either. And I don't...
I'm not going to believe any of this shit until you show me some actual fucking evidence.
No. So until we start getting some hard evidence in here, I can't believe this. I can't believe it, but some, you know, as Biden begins to appoint his chief of staff, like Ron Klain, and fills out the rest of his cabinets, hopefully he uses two bowls, two plates, you know, some forks and spoons, obviously, in that cabinet. I don't want to leave that empty.
Well, the good news is he's considering Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, for labor secretary. That makes sense, right?
And Elizabeth Warren for Secretary of Treasury. So that should be fine. There's a quote here from his new chief of staff, Ron Klain, back in 2014, that he said, yes, American elections are rigged.
Right. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite quotes of his. Here's my stance on this, and I think you agree with me in this. As far as the recounts and all of that shit, I can't give this any credibility until we actually see some hard proof here. thus far, we have not seen any. Therefore, to speculate on it would be pretty much reckless with as many millions of listeners that we have. Like, show me something, and then I can try to get behind whatever conspiracy this is, right? But until then, it seems fun. You know, seems flirty. What I would suggest, though, is that, what is it, six states or five states that are under 0.5%?
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, what's the harm in recounting those? I don't really understand that. And if you're Biden, I would concede on that at least and say, all right, great. If you really believe you won the election, who gives a shit if they recount those votes?
Right. I mean, it is...
In the states that are close. The rest of them, don't bother. Don't waste your time.
It is what it is. I mean... The politicians don't care about anything other than getting elected.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
They care about the clout, the power, and the money that they'll have afterwards. Like, Obama's got a new book coming out soon. He'll probably make $30, $40 off that book.
He already did. So him
and... Oh, he got a $50 million.
66, yeah.
Oh, he
him and
66?
Michelle split that. So she got 32. He got 33.
Okay.
So 60, I think the deal was 65.
Yeah.
The interesting part about it is the Trump speculation has come in 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
74 million people have now voted for Trump. Therefore, if just a fraction
of
those people bought one book, that would clear that 100 million pretty goddamn easily.
Not sure how many of those people read books.
Listen. But audiobooks count.
As long as he does his own audiobook, that would be hilarious.
Huge.
Yeah, that would be great.
Be great.
Yeah, but I don't believe any of this shit. I mean, but it is, you do have to pay attention.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And we always do. And look, we'll always talk about it. And we get your emails and the videos and all that other stuff. But again, unless these videos can be actually used in a court of law to recount the vote or overturn it, we'll be happy to fucking go down that rabbit hole. Dan and I will pop some mushrooms on here, and I'll be Tom Petty.
Yeah,
I'll really go down the fucking rabbit hole.
Well, by the way, the specific claim is that as many as 4,000 to 35,000 votes were switched inside the system from Trump to Biden, and then the other finding was that something like 2.7 million Trump votes were completely deleted by the Dominion software. Including quite a few in Pennsylvania, which is state loss. I mean,
how do you prove that a vote was deleted?
There's a movie about this. Remember, what was it called? Man of the Year, where Robin Williams ran for president.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a John Stewart style comedian and ran for president. Yeah, this is probably not true. I mean, we'll see. It's.
Well, look.
I don't put anything past anyone.
I don't
either.
People
are all fucking scumbags. And anybody that's going to fucking literally shut down, we'll get to this, by the way, in a few minutes about Biden economic bullshit. But anybody that's willing to shut down the economy, like that to me is like that is like running into a building that's on fire. Like, why the fuck would you do that? That is not a good idea.
It depends on if there's a parrot in there. No. There was a building, my apartment complex was burning down in college, and the landlord asked me to run inside and save his parrot. And I told him to fuck off. Mm. But he did ask me, and I was like, hey, man, you're literally asking me to run inside a burning building to save a parrot.
You should have thrown him in the building.
Well, here's what I said, like, because I had a few drinks too. It was late at night on a Friday night. And I just said, look, if the parrot wanted help, he would ask for it. He did not find that funny. And the parrot ended up perishing. Sorry, what? Parrot died. Nothing I can do about it.
No, parrots die every day, though.
Yeah. But yes, as far as, like, you know, thinking things are one way and not another way, and they might come true or might not, I don't know, man. I watched Small Wonder as a kid.
Yeah.
Vicky was a really hot robot. And did I ever imagine a million years that you could fuck a hot robot? No, but here we are. It's 2020. You can actually fuck a robot. So yeah.
It's hard to know what's going on, but I mean, there's a lot of fishy things. Like
100%.
I'm sure everybody's seen this postal employee by now, right?
Yes. And with that, by the way, I think going into this postal employee story that we're going into next, I think this was all set up 6 months ago by both sides, right? On the Trump side, hey, mail-in ballots are bad. There's going to be fraud. Mm. On the Biden side, it was go out and rock the votes, make sure you mail in and don't vote in person. Mm-hmm. Because if you were going to swing it and you were going to rig it later on, best way to do it is mail in ballots.
Qui bono, right? Who benefits? Who benefited more from mail in voting, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Right? I mean, it's not even close. No. So, I mean, if obviously just because it was good for him in the election doesn't necessarily imply that something nefarious happened.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of weird things popping up, right?
Yes.
A lot of them are fake, and they're very obviously fake, and people just share them out like it's true, and then you're surprised, like they're trying to suppress things, like, no, we found out that was fake.
Yeah.
It's not suppression then.
But when both sides 6 months ago say two different things that would benefit their party, you were setting up a controversy from either side. So a hypothetical, let's say Trump would have won, right?
Right.
The argument today from Biden supporters.
Hedging.
Yes. The argument today from Biden supporters would be, wait, guys, there's still some mail-ins coming from somewhere, or right. We should have extended the deadline or whatever it is, and then you could erode that narrative for 4 years, which that's what we thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
On the Trump side, you can say, hey, man, all these mail-in ballots are frauds. I don't know. I just want to see some hard proof, and then I am willing to put on that hat for real and go all the way in. We'll get Alex Jones back on the show. If this turns out to be true, and then there's a recount and all this other stuff, I know they're recounting in Georgia by hand.
Yeah,
which is very kind of them. That's a very Georgia thing to do.
Yeah,
because I don't believe they had to. Most of the states, if it does go to a recount, is electronic, to my knowledge.
Right, but you do have workers who can verify the actual pieces of paper as well. They're just not counting and tallying by hand.
Right. So the interesting part about this that I will suspend my belief for is, let's say they do this hand count in Georgia. And it comes back in Trump's favor. Mm-hmm. He can clearly then go to these other states and say, I want to recount by hand in all these other states.
Right.
So at least there's one out there, if you're trying to pin your hopes and dreams to this, that is going to do it by hand. And then, you know, they're offering $1 million for other people to come and speak out if there is election fraud or they have any proof of it. And then this happened with the postal employee.
Right. And I don't think he was responding to that. He just did it on his own. But he claimed that a postmaster in Erie, Pennsylvania, instructed other postal workers around him to backdate ballots that were mailed after Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
So on November 4th, 5th, and 6th, as things started to show up and they were postmarked the 4th or later, those votes don't count. You didn't do it right, so those votes don't count. It's how it works. So according to him, the postmaster there was telling people to change the dates on the postmark.
Yeah.
This week, Richard Hopkins is his name, the postal employee. He was interviewed by Postal Service Inspector General. According to them and according to a couple of major news outlets, he recanted his story and signed an affidavit to that effect. Then Project Veritas claimed he was coerced by federal agents, and Hopkins himself made a YouTube video saying it's not true and he recanted his story. Hopkins, who is a Marine Corps veteran, I'm not sure what his status or what he did with all that was, says that Inspector General Agent Russell Strasser, Strasser, who's also a veteran, started with the following. I don't know what this means, but I'm trying to twist you a little bit. He's interrogating the guy, basically, right?
Okay.
And he says, I'm trying to twist you a little bit because in that, believe it or not, your mind will quote unquote kick in. We like to control our mind, and when we do that, we convince ourselves of a memory. But when you're under a little bit of stress, which is what I'm doing to you purposely, your mind can be a little bit clear. That, that is not how memory works.
No, but it's the first opening lines to every sex cult. So if you're trying to get somebody into a sex cult, that's right before you do anal. Like that's the exact lines before you go right to that b-hole.
Yeah, this isn't second or third hand information. Apparently, the guy recorded his own interview and posted the entire audio.
Correct. Like
you can find the entire audio of that interview on Project Veritas if you want to listen and see what was and wasn't said. I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but it's not going to matter either way because he doesn't have any physical evidence.
Right.
It's he said, she said.
Yeah.
And neither the postmaster nor the employees who did that are going to fucking flip on anybody, right?
No.
No fucking way, because they're going to get 15 years in prison if they do that.
Yeah,
all of them.
It's fraud.
Yeah, and I don't even know how you would prove it, even if he had physical evidence, unless they hold on to all the sleeves that the ballots came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a sleeve that's postmarked. That's the only way you could tell if it was that day or later.
Right.
And then there's the ballot itself that's inside the sleeve. So unless they held on to all the packages, which is, why would they? I don't know. Maybe they're required to, I don't know.
It's like using a condom and keeping the wrapper. Yeah. It's like, yeah, all right, sweet. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to frame it.
Even if they did have all those packages, though,
mm-hmm.
I mean, unless it was very clearly changed, like if it's a red postmark and somebody changed the number with a black pen or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could even tell that it was altered. Maybe it's easy to do that. Right, under certain types of light or some shit, I don't know, but it seems very unlikely. I don't think this one's going anywhere because, again, there's no physical evidence. If this was me, if I was this guy and this happened to me, mm-hmm. I would wait and risk myself and grab one of those envelopes that got changed and then hand it to somebody and be like, hey, look, see how this was changed? They did it to a bunch of them. Now go find that on all these other ones.
Right.
That's how you should have done that.
Right.
Not that everybody's a goddamn... an investigator like that, but
no, fuck, but
use some goddamn common sense. If you can't prove what you're saying, no one is going to believe you.
Yeah, and we've all seen Catch Me If You Can. Pretty simple to do that. He should have just done that. Fun thing for the people that are watching on YouTube, by the way, hammer the like button if you're watching so we can beat the algorithm. We decided to do this today by just naming the episode When Is the Recount? Because it automatically triggers something on YouTube that says, U.S. elections. The AP is called the presidential race for Joe Biden.
By the way, the
See
AP
more on Google.
Yeah, the AP is not the organization responsible for calling an election in America.
No. And what the deal fuck? They have cut with Google, but there is a bunch of keywords that when entered trigger this response on videos and on Facebook as well. So if you put anything related to even Hunter, the word Hunter triggers that thing of like, would you like to see about the voting results?
My favorite part is robust safeguards help ensure the integrity of elections and results. Learn more. So it's they're sending you out to a fucking propaganda machine to tell you how. I mean, look, honestly, Google and Facebook and their subsidiaries and Amazon, we got to take these people down. Like, we don't really have much of a choice anymore. There's no way to... there's no way to shield the average person, the one of the 150 some million people that are going to be voters in the next term as well, like they were this year.
Yeah.
There's no way to shield them all the time from very sophisticated psychological warfare being done by these tech companies. There's no way to, I don't know if you can train the average person on how to detect and get past that. A lot of people you can, the vast majority, you're not going to be able to do that.
No, they're dumb, dude.
There's too much power here now. We don't need that. We certainly don't need any organization that's powerful than the people. Any organization in this country that's powerful than the people needs to get torn the fuck down.
Yeah, and I read an interesting quote that was actually deleted on a Facebook account by a member of the Biden campaign, and he said, look, we want to take down Facebook because they are shredding our democracy, was the exact quote for that, right?
Yeah, I saw that one.
The interesting part of it to me is this, shredding our democracy. How? Like, you can go in there and say, hey man, the people on the right are crazy, or you can go in there and say Facebook itself is crazy. Mm-hmm. But what is the narrative of that is what I'm wondering, because right now keywords are triggering Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, right? Those are the four biggest platforms. Right. I know a lot of people are moving over to Parler.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that.
You know what I did? Just to see what it was about. Because I wanted to figure it out. It is kind of like Twitter.
I don't need to be in a conservative echo chamber either.
Right.
Know what I mean? If it's not for everybody, Parler says it's for everybody, but there's already evidence they've been fucking censoring liberals over there. So fuck that.
Well, so here's the deal. If Twitter's going far left, the point is this with Parler. Mm-hmm. That is going to be the far right, and that, I guess that's where they're going to, you know, butter their bread. The problem is, I remember when this very first started at Parler, the CEO was just like, hey, man, I don't know how this became conservative. Like, mm-hmm. Please, does anybody come to this thing? We didn't mean it. I don't know what's going on. And then it became too late. Yeah. Conservatives took over, and I believe Dan Bongino, and you can fact check that, Hot Bob, if I think Dan Bongino bought like maybe 20% of it. So I think he is one of the owners now, and now it's too late, right? If he owns it, like, that's it. And I like Dan. He's great. It's a great business move. Shit, I wish I had my own fucking Twitter. It's amazing. Mm. He's also got the number one show in the country. He's knocked off Rogan, which I did not think that would happen in our lifetime, and it did. Well, not in our lifetime, but this year at least. And he's got the top podcast, so congratulations. But you're right, Dan.
Rogan's back on top. On top episodes.
Top episodes, but top shows.
Oh, so someone.
It's Dan Bongino. Or Bongino.
Dan Bongino said he purchased an ownership stake, but the value is unspecified.
Ah, I like that. I like that a lot. So he could own a lot of that, man. And it's a smart move. If you can start buying up media and then placing your own content there that people already love. Because, look, Fox News and Trump tweeted about this earlier today, mm-hmm. that their ratings crashed to the ground, and now that the Golden Goose is gone, it's true. CNN, all those guys are fucking done. This is the next movement here. Everybody is moving to, conservative-wise, Parler and this Rumble. Now, I downloaded the Rumble app.
Rumble, what is that?
Apparently, Alex Jones is able to post their shows there. It is an uncensored version of YouTube. So that has been all the rage this week is Parler and Rumble and when everybody is going to join. Now, I heard about this Parler movement maybe 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and grabbed the old username for myself, which I've not been able to get on any social media sites because I was about 12 years late to the social mm-hmm. media party. Somebody has taken Drinking Bros. Interestingly enough, on Parler.
Well, we can sue them because that is a registered trademark.
It is. It is a trademark.
So if you're out there and you're using that on Parler, you might want to surrender that because I will sue the shit out of you.
But a lot of people are moving over there. Now, me personally, if you're conservative or whatever these sites are, because mm-hmm. I haven't spent that much time on there. I am at Ross Patterson on Parlor, though, if you want to follow me. And we'll post shit. Like, I'm in. I don't give a shit. But the Rumble thing is interesting because it's video. Now, what we've been pining for years, not only you and me and all our other shows, but is just a platform that does not censor anything that you put up there, mm-hmm. right?
Unless it's a crime.
Correct. Or if it's racist. You know, like, we don't put up with fucking racist bullshit either. So it's like, dude, take it on somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Racism?
I don't know if it's appropriate to censor that. It's evil, sure, but it's not a crime. And making words crimes, even in private stuff,
I understand that's
a problem.
But there is organizations that are like the KKK. So if you're posting KKK videos and all of that shit, mm-hmm. yes, you should pull those down and everything else. Like words and whatever, like you're your own person at that point. But there is organizations that have been labeled terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. They should not have a platform. ISIS,
none of that, Klan.
Fucking... who's the other one? Antifa, like all those guys. So
yeah.
I'm curious to see what the Rumble thing is.
Well, it's weird how QAnon, who's caused no burned down cities or any of that stuff, is banned everywhere, but Antifa still has accounts everywhere, and they
burn down a city.
They actually harm other human beings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bizarre how that works.
Strange. Everybody. It's
because Jack Dorsey's a fucking cunt. That's why.
Ah, there it is.
Jack Dorsey is one of the biggest piece of shit mm-hmm. human beings in this entire country right now. I really hope that something bad happens to him.
A lot of people do, man. He's come out of this as a villain and clearly doesn't care. He looks like a grown-up Peter Dinklage. I saw him at the... Yeah. We covered this when he was doing those Zoom Senate hearings a couple weeks ago. how much longer can you get away with all of this shit and the censorship? I'm not sure how keen Biden is in going in there and trying to break up these companies. Because let's face it, they're still helping him to this day.
He's as keen on helping them break up companies as all these establishment Republicans were keen on getting Donald Trump reelected. Because you saw as soon as things started to go one way, they all disappeared. You haven't heard anything from any of them for over a week now.
Yeah.
They're all hiding because they don't want to get asked questions. You know what I mean? And then you hear all these reports like privately, everybody's telling them to shut the fuck up. Like, no, they're not.
No.
They're sitting at home scared of Donald Trump and what might happen. And the real problem for them, I mean, our cities will burn if this gets overturned Trump wins this election.
Yeah.
But the hell that Donald Trump is going to rain down on all the Republicans in the Senate and the House that did not fucking stand by him through it is the burning cities will pale in comparison.
I agree. I don't know if it's going to happen, and that's the whole thing. So it's tough, man. I mean, I know there's a bunch of people posting weird images and ballot scanning error messages and all that stuff. It's like, hey, man, let's get some hard evidence out there. I want some form of Watergate-ish evidence, or this is useless to me. And you don't have much time left. Because that inauguration is coming up here in about 70 days for Joe Biden. So we'll see. But as far as the Republicans fleeing Trump after the election, politicians, it's like Coke at a Hollywood party. You know, once it's gone, the owner of the house is like, oh, I thought we were friends. It's like, no, man, everybody was there for the Coke, and now they're leaving.
Yeah.
They're going to another party. So it's not shocking. Those assholes in D.C. are the same as in Hollywood, so it is what it is. But you know, they got to protect their fucking interests that are going to go on for another 40 years. Because our buddy Scarlatos, he was up against it. We were hoping to get him on this week, beating DeFazio. That did not happen either.
Right.
The establishment won again. That guy's been in office for how many fucking years? 27.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah,
crazy.
It's a long time.
So none of this is going to happen, and. You know, if it does, I can promise you this. Dan and I will go scorched earth, and it'll be the greatest podcast in the history of the world if this were to somehow get overturned. We will get Alex Jones. We will dig up. Who's the one that just died from COVID? The black guy that was in Trump's cabinet.
Herman Cain.
We'll dig up Herman Cain. We will get a hologram of RBG to come on the show. You name all of the things, dude. We will do it. We will be playing Alex Trebek highlights in the background. If this gets overturned, you can bet this will be the greatest party on earth. But until then, no, I'm just not going to buy into it.
No.
So I apologize. Next up, though, Rashida Tlaib back in the news. Man, it's weird. It seems like she's on here every single week. She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, big time.
She has rejected calls from within her own party to curb progressive sloganeering such as defund the police, asserting that such calls amounted to silencing her and her voters. The one thing I will say about that is her voters are all Somalian. So are they?
I don't think she's Somalian or is she Egyptian?
I believe she is.
Shit?
I believe she's Somalian.
Ilhan Omar is a Somalian.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar.
Oh, who's this one?
This is the one that's hooked up with the Muslim Brotherhood, I believe. So she's probably Egyptian.
All right. Well, either way.
Let's see. Born in Detroit, Michigan. Western interview. Benihana, Ramallah.
All the time. That might be her constituents.
She's Palestinian.
Yeah. So that might be.
Certainly they're. They're of a same ethnicity there for sure.
Because she's saying here that we're not going to be successful if we're silencing districts like mine, me not being able to speak my mind on behalf of many of my neighbors right now, many of which you are black neighbors, means me being silenced and I can't be silenced. We are not interested in unity that asks people to sacrifice their freedom and their rights any longer. And if we truly want to unify our country, we have to really respect every single voice. We say that so willingly when we talk about Trump supporters, but we don't say that willingly for my black and brown neighbors and from LGBTQ neighbors or marginalized people. She left off the LGBTQ, the plus and the ally, which somebody should write that into her. Go to her Twitter and tell her to put the plus and the ally on there, please. Because that's the new one that's on there.
So she's saying that the standard in America right now is that Trump supporter voices are respected, but minority voices are not.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
First, that's insane. So you need to get out of your little echo chamber. Maybe go hang out with some normal people and don't just sit around, you know, in your office all the time listening to your staffers. By the way, that's not what silencing is.
No.
Asking somebody to shut the fuck up because it's harming the country isn't silencing you, you fucking idiot. It's the majority of Americans, including your own goddamn party, telling you to get fucked with all of your progressive bullshit. That's what it is.
It is. And the interesting thing to me, after Biden gets sworn in, because I fully don't anticipate this being overturned. But after Biden gets sworn in, what are going to be the arguments on this side anymore? Because you won't be able to blame Trump supporters anymore.
Oh, no, the left is just going to tear itself apart.
That's what I think as well. Because right now, it seems like there's two parties on the left. And this is it's fractured. Mm-hmm. So you have the AOCs and the squad and all the shit. And then you have the other side. And all they're going to do is bicker one another about, who is more progressive and not progressive enough and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, look, I can speak for the state of Georgia. That runoff will probably go to Purdue. And the Republicans will have the Senate. So it's going to be just a big bitch fest for 4 years. But the media is not going to win out of this.
No. I mean, nobody's
not going to make stories.
Nobody's really going to win. I guess Republicans in a way will win because they'll be able to flex a lot of power. And they'll also, despite flexing a lot of power out of the Senate, they'll also be the minority party going into the midterm elections, which is a good thing when you have what I assume will be just absolute political chaos under Biden, right?
Yeah.
Because if it were normal times, I would say the first 4 years of a Democratic run would be relatively quiet because they keep things behind closed doors a lot and blah, blah, blah. But not with the squad running around talking shit to everybody, not with whatever Trump does in the media after this, because if you think he's just going to go home and not talk about this, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right.
So it's going to be like just raining down bullshit.
You know, one question I've never asked you off air, actually, or on air. So I'll ask you now. Fuck it. Is there a real possibility, you think, that they try to push Biden out of there during those 4 years?
I think time is going to push Joe Biden out of there, to be honest. I mean, he's fucking 78 years old.
But when you're rich and you have access to that much
shit, I don't think so, because
I think he'll live through that.
I don't think so because they didn't need to do it to George Bush. Like the pattern is already there. They just fucking let Dick Cheney do what Dick Cheney did.
Right.
So I guess they assume, I mean, it's an interesting thing to think about, right? So what happened inside the DNC that made them collectively decide that Kamala Harris, who was the very first candidate eliminated mm-hmm. from president on the Democratic side, was the best choice for vice president?
And this is what I've been racking my brain about this entire time.
What were they saying inside that room that made them come to that decision? And I mean, she checked a lot of the boxes, right?
Well,
she checked female minority box. Mm-hmm. She checked the fucking Green New Deal box. Right, to reach out to the progressive side of the party.
Yeah,
so maybe it's that simple, right? Occam's razor. It's that simple. But you have to, if you're the DNC, you're not planning for the next 4 years. You're planning for the next 100 years.
Right.
That's how they think. So you know Biden's going to die. It may not be this term, but the chances of him even being able to run for a second are unlikely.
Yes.
So if you're making that decision, unless you're stupid, you have to put somebody in there that you think can step up and run shit. And there's two implications there. One, you think that person has the capability to do it. And two, you think they have the capability to do it in the manner in which you would like. Which means if you have any delusions about the Democratic Party in this country veering off into the progressive left, you're out of your fucking mind.
I agree.
You are out of your fucking mind. There's no more.
And she can't win a re-election if he dies in office because she's so unlikable.
Everybody hates her.
So what do you do there? And I just can't wrap my mind around what the thinking is, unless you were trying to get him out of there within the first year, right? You just say, oh, he's incapacitated and we can't do anything anymore. We got to get him out of here.
Right.
Because then she could try to fuck shit up for 3 years, right?
Right.
But in two, it's not going to work. Like you said, the House will probably flip in 2022, as it always does. And by the way, this isn't like coming from a conservative viewpoint at all. It's just betting.
Yeah, it just happens.
Every single incumbent president typically loses the House. Like, just what it is. Happened to Obama, happened to Trump, and it'll probably happen to Biden.
By the way, to Rashida Tlaib,
is this your get fucked of the week?
Yeah, she's definitely the get fucked of the week. You don't just get, I've said this about Ilhan Omar a bunch of times too, you don't just get to create nationwide policies because your fucking 12 voters want it. Mm-hmm. That is, and you not getting your way like that, that's not you being oppressed, you stupid fuck. Like, we want fucking Green New Deal. They will give it to us. They're oppressing. No, you're wrong. And everybody agrees.
Right.
So shut the fuck up. If you don't want to live in a democracy, I hear, well, Palestine's probably hard to get into, but you can get the fuck out somewhere, right?
Yeah, Palestine's pretty difficult these days.
Yeah, you can go wherever you want.
Not a lot of land.
And we'll buy those tickets.
One of the listeners here, AZMEMT, says, Dan, this is a serious question. Doesn't the Constitution say that we call the election in December? So well, why is it called early by the media?
Well, you know why it's called earlier by the
media. Well, we know that, yeah. But what's the actual law here for that?
The electors from each state. So it's weird. I don't know if you've ever taken a goddamn civics lesson about all this shit.
I actually have not. I tried to avoid civics in college.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So each state gets to choose the manner in which its electors are chosen, right? Mm-hmm. Most places, it's just a straight up and down popular vote, and all your electorates or your electoral votes go there, and you nominate someone to actually go vote for you. They do the actual physical process. I mean, it's goofy. It's nonsense, right? Yeah. But it comes from a time when the representative would go, or whomever it was, would go into the state and literally collect all the votes by hand and then fucking take them back, look, count them, and then fucking, all right, here's our vote. Right. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense then. Maybe we should look at some better way to do that now because it's kind of silly. But and I'm not talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. I'm just saying the whole process is silly. So on December 13th, that's when all the electors from the states cast their ballots.
OK.
And once those are counted, which happens immediately, obviously.
Where do they go? Like a Fuddruckers?
To the Federal Election Commission, I believe.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
They both start with S, yeah. Or F rather. Yeah. So it goes there December 13th. So, yeah, nothing is. Nothing is called per se until then.
Well, on our video right now, it says it is. The AP has called the presidential race.
It says the AP has, but the AP is a private organization that's very recently shifted from news to editorializing. I know. So I don't really give two fucks what the AP says.
Me neither. I've never been an AP fan ever. I always hated their college polls too, man. You know, I was a coach's polls guy. They were on the field. Ooh, these dummies in the AP here trying to fuck shit up. That'll lead us to our first sponsor. Speaking of fucking, why don't you get yourself a mattress from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You can make a little baby tonight in that mattress. 30% off if you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or work in the government. God damn it, man. That means Tlaib can get a fucking ghost bed for 30% off?
Yep.
That's bullshit, dude. Well,
it's America, bro.
AOC can get a ghost bed for 30% off? Damn it, man. I wonder if Trump did. You think when he was in there, he got a ghost bed up in that bitch?
In the White House?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe for the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's definitely going to be a need for new beds all throughout the White House now, because if Hunter's staying overnight at all, you pretty much have to tear that room down and rebuild it.
Ain't no party like a Hunter Biden party, dude.
Could he be the first person to ever smoke crack in the White House?
No. David Cross did cocaine in the White House.
Cocaine, yeah, but...
Cocaine. Yeah, smoking crack, though. Shit. That's a great question.
It is a pungent odor, I would imagine.
I
right?
would say that one of Slick Willie's mistresses probably smoked some crack.
Hmm.
Either way, if you are smoking crack and want to enjoy it on a bed like Hunter Biden, there's no better bed to smoke crack on than a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Where, as always, they've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there. And the new deal they're running for the rest of us, dummies, I finally get 30% off. And you get two free pillows with a mattress over at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. So this month is all about me, obviously until Black Friday. And then they're dropping some dills on the table. Next up, Pfizer announces it has a COVID vaccine a few days after the election. It's amazing, wasn't it? Biden was announced on Saturday. Pfizer announced that they had a cure on Monday for the disease. Is it, man, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not a virologist, never claimed to be. I once imitated one as a childhood joke on a friend of, oh, I think I gave you smallpox. But wouldn't they have this info, I don't know, let's say 7 days ago, eight days ago, like maybe even the day before the election, wouldn't you know that this was coming down the pike here?
Yeah. The answer is yes.
Yeah. The other one obviously. I saw today was Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson this morning said, hey, I think we got it cured, brother. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the one Pfizer produced, they claim it has a 90% efficacy rate.
Mm-hmm.
After, so the two shots were administered over the course of some weeks, and then after 28 days from the first injection, you are, 90% effective, you're inoculated from getting COVID. So the flu vaccine is 67%.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it seems like this is part, my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I can't prove any of this, but just the smell test is wrong. My opinion, this is part of an information campaign. I mean, if you want to look at opensecrets.org and search for Pfizer and see who they give money to, about 64% of their spend on politics, both from PACs that they give money to and individuals that work at their company, including $250,000 to Biden, which is about four times what they gave to Trump or anybody else in the Republican Party. Their other contributions are both party Senate and congressional committees, and then Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. So it's most of their money, 65% or so, is spent on Democratic politicians.
Right.
Namely, the one that's about to come into office. That's who they spend the most money on.
That's great. And the fun fact about it was the CEO dumped 60% of his own stock on the same day after the information was released, and made a hefty sum off that, which led people to speculate, does Pfizer have a cure? Because if they did, and they would sell out of this product, why would their CEO be selling all of his stock on the day that it was announced? Because that stock went through the fucking roof that day. The stock market was up, I think, 1,200 points at one point. I think it leveled off somewhere in the 850 range by the end of the bell clanging around up there. The whole thing seems shitty. The one that was interesting, though, was the Johnson & Johnson one this morning. So that's one shot, right? And they claim that they've got it as well, again, magically, the week after the election. Crazy how both companies work. I mean,
yeah,
got to be small companies, probably working out of the back of a van. We're super lucky that they happen to have it this week. I mean, hey, that's luck of the draw, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, and these companies, by the way, stand to make billions and billions of dollars just off of this vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. alone is going to order 300 million of them.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how much each vaccine costs, but it's probably a couple of bucks, right?
They're going to make a lot of bread.
They're going to make quite a bit of money, yeah. So it's, I have to wonder what, if any, penalty there should be for this. If you withhold information like that, that is a national health information or a national health concern, and also affects an election, because I do think a lot of the messaging that I saw personally around against Trump during the last, 3 months has mostly been about his handling of COVID.
Correct.
Right? Which is ridiculous, because Biden's plan is to do the same exact thing that he was going to do. We're just going to do it better, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's an old quote from FDR, like, beware of people who tell you that government's bad unless we're the government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good point to make.
The one that I go back to is the Savannah Guthrie town hall that she did with Trump, and she kept pressing him on this issue in particular. Mm-hmm. With her missing top lip. When are you getting the virus? When's the virus going to come? When's the fucking injection and all that other bullshit. Trump was like, soon, weeks.
Great. I need a date.
Obviously, he couldn't get a date because Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson didn't tell him.
Right.
But his prediction was right. It really was weeks. Was it 3 weeks since that town hall?
Mm-hmm.
And now we magically have a fucking cure for it?
Well, the good news is Trump now has, I mean, honestly, if they really thought about it, they should have waited until a lot closer to the inauguration, because
that's
now,
what I think.
Now he's got a little time to fuck with them, like signing an executive order giving the entire contract to some other company,
yeah.
For example.
The Trump administration already gave Pfizer $2 billion.
Yep.
for 100 million doses of the COVID vaccine.
Mm. Yeah, correct. And the odd thing about this was, because they supported a lot of companies, and to my knowledge, the White House or Trump gave money to five different companies. Regeneron, I believe, was one of them. Valiant, somebody else. There was like, you know, Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. One would think, because Trump gave them so much money, it'd be like, hey, man, we appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and get you that that cure you were looking for and get you reelected because you gave all this money to help us find this and make us even more money. That did not happen, man. That is one of the, this is one of the craziest stories ever to me. And I have a feeling, look, I'm not a conspiracy guy either, Dan, but I have a feeling there's a lot more that's going to come out of this shit.
Well, there's a lot more coming out of it, yes.
Boy, man.
There is a lot more coming out of it. And the biggest thing is that Ticketmaster has announced that they're going to implement some kind of COVID tracking where if you can't prove you've taken the vaccine,
correct,
they will not sell you tickets from their site. But you know who will?
DrinkingBrosTickets.com. We don't give a shit. I had to go on. I went on there and bought Bill Burr tickets.
These people are
yesterday.
Out of their fucking minds.
I know.
If they think a private company can exercise some kind of, I mean, can you imagine doing that?
It's crazy. Again, DrinkingBrosTickets.com. We don't care what you do. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to talk to anyone. Doesn't matter what you do. You can go get tickets. We're not going to test you for shit. Jesse and I were talking about this briefly earlier. Is there a band, Dan, that you would actually take the vaccine for?
Is there a band I would?
Uh-huh.
No.
Rolling Stones was mine. I said I would come out for Rolling Stones. I'd take a vax
maybe,
for Rolling Stones.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Well, what about now? What if Rage came back? Who's your favorite band? Lamb of God?
Yeah.
What if they were playing a small venue?
I've seen Lamb of God 14 times.
Right.
And also
15th time now. They're going to bring out a live donkey dick.
There's nothing that I could witness that would make me do that.
Nothing.
No.
Four contortionists from Fresno.
No.
Okay.
No. Maybe if a three-way death match between the CEOs of Twitter, Google, and Facebook.
Live streamed?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
I was going to include Bezos, but he's all buff now and he would whoop those guys' asses. So he's like, he'll fight the winner. He'll fight the winner of those guys.
I agree.
But I would do it for that, yeah.
Bezos all roided up, which good for him, man. At that age, you should be taking all of the drugs. So good for you, Bezos.
He'll live till he's like 120 years old, probably.
Fuck yeah, dude. He'll outlive all of us, dude. He'll probably bring Walt Disney back to life in like 2 weeks. I think a death match would be sweet. I can understand giving it up for that. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm going to stick with Stones and probably Pearl Jam. Only, again, I told the story earlier, but they played a 4-hour show that rocked my face off. But that's about it in this life. There's a lot of bands that I love too, you know? Maybe if I could bring somebody back to life, I guess.
No.
You know? Prince, one more show with Prince.
I do like live music, but
not that much,
no,
huh?
Not,
to get a,
not like
a vax for. I'd take a needle for the Stones.
Maybe to
heard it here first. My son's name is Jagger.
Maybe maybe if I could watch the Field of Dreams stuff really happen, right?
The game itself, or
not the game they're actually doing. I mean the ghosts.
Yeah.
If I could watch Shoeless Joe Jackson play baseball, maybe. But I mean, Kevin Costner would have to be there. Everybody.
Oh, man. I'd have a catch with my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ray Kinsella?
No, just my actual dad. Oh, he's dead. You can put him back on the field.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Shut up, Craig. Iowa doesn't exist. You piece of shit.
No, but Craig Dulesky, real quick, that Iowa game actually is rescheduled for next year. So we will be doing the Field of Dreams game. We're supposed to do it this year, but, you know, COVID, and then everybody disappeared into the cornfield once Biden won. So we will be back for that. Next up, though, our next sponsor, ShipStation.com, D'Anthony.
Yeah.
Big boy shit. I can't believe a company this big would come on this show.
Well, I mean, I've been using them for years with every company I've ever worked with, actually.
I know. It's surprising they would be on this show and be like, hey, man. We are down.
It's that time of year. I think COVID led to a shitload of people starting their own businesses.
It did, man.
Which is good.
Tiffany Hart's clothing is dope as shit, by the way. American Heart. Jesse was wearing it last night. I was like, who the fuck is that? It was Tiffany's company. I think she uses ShipStation. A lot of people do. Black Rifle used to use it. Look, all of the companies in this life. Right now, any Drinking Bros listener can use ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the promo code Drinking Bros. You can get started on ShipStation.com today. Just click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Drinking Bros at ShipStation.com. Yep. And
it doesn't matter what you're using. If you're using Shopify, Amazon, yep. eBay, fucking Etsy, all that bullshit. You can run all your fucking shipping through there.
Anything, dude. If you've got kids with tiny fingers in a closet making illegal Nikes, you need to ship them off of eBay somehow, dude. You go to ShipStation. They make ship happen. Mm. I wish I could take credit for that slogan, but that is actually theirs. And in the copy, they win. They yeah. win in this life. I'm a fucking loser.
So you get free 60 days of, oh shit, that's
of
good.
Shipping, dude. It's crazy. That's too big of a deal. That's why yeah. I said I can't believe they're on the show.
Well, I think you get the software free. I doubt you get all the shipping for free. But yeah, still.
I wonder if Wayfair uses ShipStation. Because if so, I mean, you're shipping kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of
bulk.
That's
a big savings yeah. right there. 60 days, Giorgio. You laugh behind camera, but shipping kids, man, they're heavy.
Yeah.
They're heavy. My two-year-old's real heavy.
You know, I really think that's like an overnight thing. You really want those immediately.
Yeah.
If you're ordering them.
Damn right. Go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone. Promo code Drinking Bros. We'll get you all of them deals that we talked about earlier. Speaking of stupid shit like Wayfair, Biden's COVID advisor suggests that we lock down for 4 to 6 weeks. I can promise you this. This is going to happen immediately after the inauguration. Like, there is no... this is not even a Nostradamus prediction on this one. Like, the way that everything is headed right now, in particular New York's got that fucking 10 p.m. bullshit curfew yeah. now on Friday night.
Yeah.
And they can't understand where the spike came from last weekend.
Well, good luck. Good luck enforcing any of this. I mean, you've already lost in federal court. We'll get to that in a minute, but yeah, let's just go through the facts.
This is coming through Dr. Michael Osterholm, coronavirus advisor to President-elect Joe Biden. I'll put that in parentheses because we don't know. Mm. We don't know yet. Said a nationwide lockdown would help bring the virus under control in the U.S. He said the government could borrow enough money. Oof. More money, huh? To pay for a package that would cover lost income for individuals and governments during a shutdown. Osterholm wants to shut down everything and have the government borrow money to pay everybody else for their lost wages. A nationwide lockdown would drive the number of new cases and hospitalizations down to manageable levels while the world awaits a vaccine. Man, we've heard this before. When was that to flatten the curve? Mm. Man, when have we heard that?
Yeah, that is. Oh.
Was that the one that lasted 6 months in some places?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, in a lot of places actually.
Here's the scariest thing for this to me, right? With you have the guy who is the CEO of Pfizer selling his stock the same day that he announces a cure. We don't know when exactly we are going to get a cure. Most of these are in phase three, but it still takes time, right? You're not going to be able to inject people here in a couple of weeks, like Fauci said.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know what the delivery schedule, production and delivery schedule for these vaccines.
So I watched this thing on 60 Minutes, which has gone super left. This one they managed to stay somewhat in the center because it was actually talking about curing people. Way to go, 60 Minutes. That is a slow Masters golf clap for everybody at 60 Minutes. What they said was some of these vaccines, including the one from Pfizer here, have to come in some form of dry ice.
Mm.
And it's got to be cooled at a certain temperature. And they're worried that they don't have the facilities. Doctors don't have the facilities yet to store these vaccines at the exact temperature and all this other shit. I see that being a clusterfuck as well, if that's what you're depending upon.
Yeah.
You ever order like food that comes to you in dry ice and you don't get there in time?
Yeah.
Just even a couple hours late.
Yeah.
I do a lot of meal prep shit.
Especially here in Texas. That's not going to work.
No.
Although
no.
There's a bunch of very large compounding pharmacies here in Texas. So I don't think it would be an issue here.
Okay.
I mean, it would probably get delivered same day here. But yeah, the bigger problem than any of that stuff to me is that a potential incoming president would continue to push the idea of shutdowns when they've already been deemed unconstitutional by a fucking federal court. That is a real problem for us. It's a problem for us that depending on who's in office at the time, we decide what is and isn't constitutional. That is not how the motherfucking Constitution works, bitch.
Right.
It works all the time the same way for everyone. And if it doesn't, then let's just set the thing on fucking fire and leave.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no fucking point to any of this shit. This is the dumbest thing I've seen here in a couple of weeks, despite all the really super dumb stuff that's going on. But again, Biden's chief of staff says that all the elections are rigged, and Biden himself said that he wouldn't declare victory until all the states were certified. So all these people are completely full of shit. And I guarantee you, if this was the other way, if Republicans had won and the Democrats were pushing this charge, everything would be happening the same, just on the opposite sides of the aisle. All these people are fucking full of shit.
Yeah, and it's all going to be a clusterfuck. And, you know, boy, if you're going to shut down the country for 4 to 6 weeks at the beginning of the year, because let's face it, the inauguration is usually, what, the 20th or the 21st of January. If you're going to shut all of that down at the beginning of the year when people are just starting Q1, everybody's getting back from the holidays, and then you're going to tell them to go ahead and stay home. Hey, go back to your house, because you had a couple weeks off at the end of the year for Christmas and whatnot. Businesses will go bankrupt. I don't know how people are going to be able to keep their livelihoods going. I don't know what they're going to do in New York with the restaurants and bars closing at 10 p.m. and shit like that. Like, dude, you're out. They are out of money in New York. Businesses are out there. People are leaving. I mean, shit, we had Sean Avery on last week. He was like, dude, I'm getting the fuck out of New York. I don't know how you can do this for another 4 to 6 weeks, because let's face it, same thing they told us last time, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, look, did you take a state like North Carolina? They haven't even gotten out of phase three yet.
No.
With that fucking asshole Cooper in there.
Yeah, that guy's a
But real I will say this, for North Carolina residents, shit, man, you voted him in again. Mm-hmm. So you wanted it.
Yeah, that one's
on
you.
If your business goes under in North Carolina and you didn't vote out Roy Cooper, congratulations, man.
Yep.
You fucking deserve everything you got, because that's what you voted for. And this is, if you lose your business and you voted for Joe Biden and he shuts down the country, you have no one to complain to.
Nope.
No one. That's who you voted for. That is what voting is all about. So
enjoy it.
Enjoy all of it. But when I read that, man, I was like, motherfucker. Now, we're exempt from it because we're technically the news. So we'll be here with you every single goddamn day, the same as we were at this exact point last year. I mean, this is we're almost matched up on the exact dates from
close,
a year ago.
Yeah.
Because I think, what was it, March 13th
January
is when
28th
I got back from Texas. Yeah, and but all of North Carolina shut down, because we did that show on a Monday. So yeah, man, I mean, we're about a month and a half off from that, if this goes into effect. Shit, man. This is one of those stories, when you read it, you're like, I hope they find those votes. Just fucking find those votes somewhere. Because after hearing that, you're like, holy shit. Because what we heard during the campaign was, look, man, we would consider it, but we're not going to do it. Now they're saying, hey, man, we're going to do this. And you know what's next, Dan, is the mask mandate.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be anything to be done about that necessarily. I don't know what the constitutional challenge would be necessarily. I don't know if anything like that has actually gone through the federal court system. Now, during the Spanish flu epidemic in the early 20th century, there was a public mask requirement, and certain public utilities like trains and trolley cars and shit like that would not allow you in if you weren't wearing one.
Right.
So, but I don't know what...
Airplanes are already doing that now, though.
Yeah.
Airlines are already
doing that. I mean, I think in public, I don't know if... not indoors, but inside... Or I'm sorry, not outdoors, but indoors somewhere, I think... I don't know if there's any legal constitutional challenge to that if the government decides they want to mandate it. But I don't know what that looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... There's a lot of wiggle room for public health concerns when it comes to the law. So chances are they'll try to use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect it to last very long. My expectation would be, this is my expectation.
For a mask?
No, just in general.
Okay.
Biden gets inaugurated on the 20th of January. Over that next week, he puts out a series of executive orders. One would be a mask executive order, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will last for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then the vaccine will become public. That's my thinking.
Okay. So he looks like a hero?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I would do it.
Yeah.
Frankly.
If you were president.
If I was a fucking cunt, that's how I would do it. If I was president, I would put everything out that's available immediately.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And keep the economy open.
606 Empire makes a good point, though. It does go against HIPAA. So there's no way they're going to be able to bypass that. If you say I have bacteria-induced pneumonia, or I'm susceptible to bacteria-induced pneumonia or bacteria-induced bronchitis or a myriad of other things, then they can never force you to wear a mask no matter where you are,
right?
Technically.
Right. Boy, this is going to be a fucking mess.
Absolute mess. Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially the business shutdowns will be a big one. If they try to do that shit again, people are going to fucking riot.
Oh, yeah, dude. 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Does that mean schools will be closed then, too?
Probably. How would schools stay open if everything else is closed?
I would rage, dude. I think I'd just create a show called Box of Rage, and it would just be me screaming at the fucking government all day. If and you know who I would have? I would have every suburban housewife vote too if I decided to run, because no one wants their kids back from school again, like, especially then. Holy shit. Next up, Jeffrey Toobin is out. Not his penis again. He's actually out of a job. Staff writer and legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who you might remember from CNN, who's also a New Yorker correspondent, famous New Yorker magazine that everybody pretends to read but never actually reads.
They have the copy on their coffee table.
Yep.
But it's never been opened.
No one has ever read one page of the New Yorker.
There are no pages dog-eared in there, yeah.
So if you don't remember, he was on a Zoom call doing a test election night run with about 12 of his colleagues there, and then he just started masturbating live on Zoom, which is awesome. Definitely a kink, right? Don't want to kink shame, obviously. Anybody out there who's jacking off on Zoom right now around the world, potentially watching this show in the top right-hand corner, the left-hand corner, if you're subscribed to Drinker Bros Podcast on YouTube, not going to kink shame you. If you want to jack off to me and Dan, so be it. I'm fine with it. However, just make sure that the camera is not visible to 12 of your colleagues in a business meeting.
So the two sources that reported this described a juncture in the election simulation where there was a strategy session, and the Democrats and Republicans both went to their breakout rooms for 10 minutes.
Yep.
And this is all a Zoom call, so I guess rooms is like a chat room.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. At that point, they said it seemed like Toobin was on a second video call. And then when the groups all returned from their breakout rooms, he lowered the camera. So I don't know if that means like right afterwards, which would imply he did it on purpose, but we'll get to that. the people on the call said they could see Toobin touching his penis, and he then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see, and the simulation continued. So nobody said anything to him then, I guess.
I wouldn't.
I would have. Like, hey, dude,
you and I
would. Was just out, bro.
You and I would, right? But if you're a staff writer for the New Yorker,
yeah,
you probably let that one slide. You're probably a beta in this life, and it doesn't really matter. And you're just, you know, no harm, no foul. But then obviously you'll call like the Daily Beast afterwards, right?
Well, it's crazy that this happened, right?
This is
wild as fuck. I mean, it's not that wild. It happens from time to time. But why is he being fired exactly? Because.
We've all seen
his weird ass dick.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's why he's
that's enough punishment
fired for this. If you can't tell why you're jacking off into a Zoom call, like you need a clear distinction, right? Of like, oh hey, shit, I thought we were on a break and I was jacking off or whatever. Like, if he would have maybe made light of it and said, oh, you know, actually, there's no way out of this. I'm sorry, I was gonna try, Jeffrey, but there actually is none. You cannot jack off on a work call or right after a work call. Close the computer. You know, the other question to me, if I was his wife, I would be asking.
Who is the call?
Yes.
The other call. Yeah, that's a good one.
Who was the other call? Now, yeah. If it is his wife, obviously Thanksgiving's going to be awkward for her because she just got, you know, daddy fired for jacking off on a Zoom call. And that's why there's no income coming in. It doesn't matter anyways, Tubes. There's going to be a shutdown. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I asked that because.
I had media. Never mind.
I feel like if it was just an accidental dick shot.
Yeah.
That didn't seem to last on the camera very long, that they probably wouldn't have just fired him outright.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was definitely a jerk sesh.
Like, there was something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
and
a
I
jerk sesh.
I'm not saying just masturbating. I think there's something else going on here.
What's your speculation?
I don't know. I'm 100% positive that the two sources that reported him were both female, right? You would think.
Right. I think it's a kink, man. I'm gonna lean towards kink like on this one, like Louis C.K.
The get caught kink, or the jack off in front of people.
Both,
kink?
Both. I think.
Well,
there's
he's living
a part
it up
you,
now. Then,
yeah, dude. There's a part of you that it's like, oh man, I wonder if I can get away with this, or maybe he was jacking off right up until that call ended. You know, it's just like, man, if I can do it before everyone gets back, and you're timing yourself. A lot of people do that.
I call it racing. I take like 4 Ambien and then try to pound off before I pass out.
Exactly. I know Giorgio has been doing that since '86, so.
I don't think he was born in 86.
Maybe he was. But Georgia, you time yourself when you jack off, right?
Oh, of course. You know, how else are you going to like check your progress?
What's your best time? Do you know that?
Longest or shortest?
Shortest.
Oh, 17 seconds.
Nice.
Whoa. Well, that is Usain Boltish.
You get really, really excited just playing with the tip and on the edge. You know, you don't really touch it.
Don't need to go anywhere near the rest of that combo. So we're going to ahead and cut that.
Yeah, mic. But how are you timing it? Were you using one of those things that uses the gun?
Stopwatch?
One of those things that uses
Siri.
The gun? Oh. So I use the thing from the gun range. It goes off on its own, and I just start pounding.
I like to use an old stopwatch, like 60 minutes, you know? Just I like to hear the tick, 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 tick. Like that really builds the pressure,
I like
too.
Announcing it right before I go, Siri, start timer.
Right. That's a big one, man. I don't think Siri would answer you.
Richard Danoff says to use an abacus.
Oh, an abacus would be great.
Take you all fucking day to do that. I can't pound off and count with the other hand.
Asians can do that shit all goddamn day, dude.
Probably.
They can abacus and jerk sesh. By the way, if Tubin only would have had expressvpn.com/drinking bros, maybe none of this would have happened. All of his shit would have been protected. Maybe it would have popped up and said, tube steak. You got to quit jacking, my man. 12 people are back at work, and we can see your whole penis and balls.
Maybe Facebook should come up off of that software that... it's facial recognition software they use to find genitals in videos and pictures and automatically block them from going on.
That'd be great.
Their site. If you could use that.
Yeah, dude.
But it just like, all you have to do is put a filter on it and it'll blur out that spot, right?
Yeah.
Like facial recognition, then you use a fucking isolator and then you just fucking blur that. How
they're
fucking hard would that be to code?
They're doing it for dick pics right now. Yeah, they're doing it for dick pics.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for them to find the non-circed ones though.
It's easy to go in. That's true. Well, if you're uncircumcised, it's kind of
do whatever you want.
I'm gonna slide through that radar.
Exactly.
A little
bit. Yeah, you're all in on that. Like you're good to go. It's like a gopher hiding in a hole.
It's like a sweater dick.
Yeah. Do you want to destroy my sweater?
Little Weezer.
Yeah.
Till it's undone.
Put a little Weezer on it. Put a little Weezer on your laptop too. But protect your shit. Protect your iTunes account. Everything at expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. You can get on all the illegal websites though. Look, when the Zoom is over, dude, you can watch porn in Thailand if you want.
Yeah, and you can get on that Chinese website and watch the Hunter Biden porn.
Yes, dude, you can do all of the things on expressvpn.com as well as protect all of your accounts. $7 a month there. It's a seamless app that runs on the background of your iPhones. Fucking laptops, desktops, everything, hard tops, soft tops, you name it. It's running in the background there. And if you sign up today for a full year, you get 3 months for free. You need it. Everybody needs a VPN in this life. Go to expressvpn.com/drinking bros today and sign up. Protect your shit or you're going to get tubed. Is that what we're calling it? Tubed?
I think we should. Yeah.
Tube staked. Tube staked smothered in underwear. The CDC next up wants you to come on over for Thanksgiving, but obviously sit outside.
Yeah.
So if you're in the top half of the country, it's going to be a cold, cold November.
Yeah, I'd love to stay outside. I mean, it's pretty out this time of year, but it's going to be 12 goddamn degrees up in Missouri. I can't do that.
And then recently, as of this morning, they've cut back the public gatherings from 10. Now they're recommending 5 this morning. So you're really going to have to start picking and choosing on those family members here.
Well, they can get fucked, to be honest. I mean, I really am curious to see how we never really talked about all the shit Gavin Newsom said in California. Like we brought it up one time, but we didn't go through the whole list of all the stupid shit.
You know what's weird is after he announced that, disappeared. Never said one more goddamn word about it.
Cuomo's
saying the same shit, by the way.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, here's some of the. I'll keep these brief, but gatherings should be outdoors. We already talked about that. Attendees can go inside to use the restroom as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized.
What if you're dumping out, man?
Yeah, so...
What if you got a real grump in there?
That's what I really wonder.
A real groaner.
One of them is wear a mask at all times. People at gatherings may remove their face coverings briefly to eat or drink as long as they stay 6 feet away from everyone outside their household.
Perfect.
And put their face covering back on as soon as they are done with the activity. So you take off your mask, you get your food, and you eat it outside in the corner of the yard where the dog shits, probably where you just got done shitting because you can't go inside.
No.
Because who the fuck could clean their bathroom 7 times a fucking night?
No one.
You're out of your goddamn mind,
and there's no disinfectant
bitch.
Left at any of these stores, so Jesus, it's not like you're going out for Christ. Lysol. It's sold out.
The space must be large enough if it's indoors to make sure everybody is at least 6 feet apart at all times.
Yeah, dude. And all of this is so goddamn dumb. We all have that one relative to you who goes in and shits, and so they don't have feeling in their legs,
mm-hmm.
And they fall over on the floor. like FDR trying to get out of his wheelchair in 1932. Yeah. Like, everybody's got that relative, and it's like, dude, you're not going to stop any of this bullshit.
No.
It's Thanksgiving, brother. It's time to get fat, smoke weed, drink fucking craft beer, watch football. The best teams are playing that day, too. It's always the Detroit Lions,
Cowboys. Them Cowboys.
Yeah, they're going to be great this year.
Are you ready for some
football?
Yeah. At least the CDC rules are like suggestions.
They don't even
say recommendation. They said
they're
suggestion.
Not mandatory, but no. They're suggested. Like, look, man, it was suggested that we use condoms. And I always thought that was a terrible idea.
They also suggest to bring your own food and drink. Everyone bring their own turkey.
Mm, no shit.
Yeah, everyone should bring their
shit.
Own.
Bring your own food to Thanksgiving. It's a BYOB at Thanksgiving, huh? That's pretty rare. Why not, dude? Everybody bring your own turkey and we can figure that out. To me, wouldn't that just increase the chance of you trying to get COVID for it? Because you don't know what was going on at your crazy uncle's house.
No, he's saying bring your own entire meal.
Oh, for yourself.
Yes.
A personalized meal for yourself.
Everybody just bring Lunchables.
Oh, dear God, dude. Yeah, just bring a little fucking snack pack.
Personal pan turkey.
Yeah. What's that protein one that's always in the UFC ring?
Oh, P3.
Yeah. Just bring a little P3.
Or
snack on a couple almonds.
Yet.
Not a sponsor, but they should be.
Or a can of ham. Have you ever eaten canned ham?
We attempted in college once, and no, it's a no-go on that.
I mean, it's basically unsliced deli meat, to be honest. It's just a shitty quality of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. I could never bring myself to do that.
Is KFC open on Thanksgiving? I would do that if KFC was open, I guess.
Yeah, why isn't there a fried turkey fucking fast food place?
Yeah, because turkey sucks.
Isn't that Boston Market?
Turkey does suck, yeah.
But let's be honest, dude. Turkey fucking sucks.
Yeah.
At no point has turkey ever been good. There's all these goddamn Today shows that are telling you how to fucking baste and stroke your turkey. Put it in a fryer. Put it in a deep fryer. Get a turducken. Get a fucking thing. You're doing everything you can to get the turkey to not taste like fucking turkey, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
We do ribs at my house now.
Dude, get a Thanksgiving brisket.
That's what we do. We do ribs, brisket, pulled pork.
If you're in California, get a tri-tip.
Yeah, get a tri-tip, dude.
It's nice out there. Speaking of California,
you don't have time to cook that outside.
No,
a nice tri-tip takes more than 2 hours. You can't be 2 hours outside.
The place in Oakland that I used to go to, they were cooked already. But they would smoke them all day, and then you just take it and finish it at home.
Yeah.
So it took like 10 minutes to cook it. But yeah, you can't imagine fucking even if it's only five.
Yeah.
And you obey that rule, all there's five turkeys. Or does everybody just
everybody's
get a breast?
Bringing a fucking turkey. Yeah.
Everybody gets one turkey breast.
Is it going to be like a fucking medieval times where where everybody brings like one huge leg and they're eating that on your fucking sofa?
You know, if you do
wiping
that,
their hands off.
If you do that, what you should do at the end of it is break it in half, that bone in half, and stab yourself in the neck.
I know, because your life is over.
Yeah, it's over at that point.
It is over at that point. When I see all this shit, like all I'm going to do is post a video, obviously, of me partying with like fucking 80 people on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's really
going to
happen.
You know what we should do? We should do a test, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, unfortunately, it's kind of like swatting, but I don't want it to be like that. So we need to figure out how to make it work. But we, all of us, all the drinking bros should take pictures at big parties on these holidays.
Yep.
And then put them on Instagram and Facebook and tag yourself
in New York, in
California locations, like all over Los Angeles, especially.
My phone is still registered to my California addresses and shit. Like I might as well just tag it, geotag my shit.
Yeah, you can. I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it would be funny. And look, if I can't imagine cops are out enforcing this. So who the fuck is?
No. And what
maybe
are they going to do?
Constables or something?
What are they going to do about the million homeless people that are out just eating fucking shit out of a can on the streets?
Yeah, have any homeless people been arrested for COVID?
No,
violations?
Dude, and they're in LA.
Wait, how are
way more than groups of five?
How do homeless people even still exist?
Exactly, shouldn't they have all died from COVID? Doesn't make any fucking sense. COVID.
No, they're just gonna fire up that Traeger on Cesar Chavez.
Oh, goddamn right, dude.
They're gonna have a good Thanksgiving.
It's crazy. We did see a Traeger out here in Austin for the homeless camp. I don't know who got that or if Traeger's sponsoring them. They're not a sponsor of this show. They're sponsoring the homeless. Traeger, send a grilled daddy's way. The Wi-Fi one, though. Don't fuck me and get me the junior one. I need that Wi-Fi on it. It's the one I have now, but I could always upgrade, brother. I could always upgrade, you know? It's that time of year where you should be greedy for yourself, Dan. You should be real greedy for yourself. The people of Oakland are super smart, by the way.
Yeah, big time.
You live there. A new poll commissioned by the Oakland, California Chamber of Commerce has found that a majority of residents support defunding the police, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It always works and it always will. We can just police each other, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Doing something wrong. Hey, sir.
When there weren't professional police forces and we policed each other, that means if you had an argument in a bar, you got in a gunfight in the street and whoever won, won.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Let's go back to that.
If you want to go back to that, I am personally fully prepared to do that. But I promise you, all of you cunts in Oakland are not at all. You know what I mean? So you may want to fucking take a second look at that.
What's the math come down to here? 56? Yeah.
I don't know.
56% of respondents to this that said they supported in doing it, including 35 who strongly supported in doing so, and then 36% of residents. The reason why none of these numbers mean anything to me anymore, the media to me is entirely fake.
Right.
All of these polls were clearly fake. Has anybody seen Nate Silver too? So whenever they conduct these polls, to me, it is whoever is writing this article, they're just saying, man, I wonder what would be believable to the public that I can actually get away with when I write this story. Because what poll are you doing? Have you ever seen somebody walking through Oakland with a census, let alone a poll about whether or not they want the police there? You would get fucking shot in the head.
Yeah, well, I mean, Oakland's different than it used to be.
Is it?
Sure, yeah. West Oakland still...
I haven't been in a long time.
There's a
10 years, probably.
There's an area in West Oakland that's kind of shitty, and then east over near the... football and baseball stadium where Oracle used to be, or I guess it's still there. I don't know if they tore it down or not, but
they've classed that up.
Oh no, it sucks over there.
Oh, it sucks over
sucks there. But all then right. there's like it's there's fucking it's that place is covered in white hipsters now,
because they can't afford to live in San Francisco.
Correct, and they live three people to one bedroom.
Yeah,
apartment.
And they take the ferry over.
Yeah, so yeah, 56% said they wanted they supported defunding the police. 35 strongly so, and then 36% said they did not want that, and then 8% were undecided. So this is the same thing we were talking about a couple of months ago, actually. In total, in the same poll, 31% of respondents wanted to increase the number of police officers, while 27% wanted to keep the number of officers the same. So that's 58%, right? 56% wanted to defund the police. 58% want more or the same amount of police. Now, is somebody going to tell them?
No, 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 they won't tell me
how fucking math works.
No, they're not
going
to tell
them. Fuck, this is stupid. I mean, can't you see from your own, this poll shows me one thing, and it said people are fucking dumb. If the poll is accurate, people are really fucking dumb. I mean, you can make whatever judgment you want about one side or the other in this argument,
right.
But this is stupid.
Yes.
It reflects the sentiments we discussed a few months ago regarding the black community. And their views on neighborhoods, though. Like, this is consistent with what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe it's to give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe it's just a misunderstanding of what exactly it means to defund the police. Now, these people think that money will be taken from cops and applied to social outreach programs, basically, right?
Yep.
Okay, maybe. But you can't pay people without money. Especially in Oakland. I think the starting salary for a cop there is like $80,000 a year because nobody wants to fucking do it. And it's expensive as shit there. So I don't know why you think you could can remove a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's just a really pedantic defense. You can argue at this point with people, but I wouldn't even bother because people are too fucking dumb to understand what's happening. They don't understand somehow, even though it's like basic fucking market economics, they don't understand that if you put less money into something, you're going to create an inferior product.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're going to have less of it, which means you're going to have less cops and you're going to have worse cops. So if you think it's bad now, defund them.
Just wait.
Sure.
Just wait. It's going to get even worse. I hope it doesn't happen to me personally. Also, we don't live there. So whatever, man. California just seems like it's on a path of destruction where they're like, man, how else can we just fuck up our state?
Yeah, California is your buddy that keeps going back to date his toxic ex-girlfriend that tries to stab him.
By the way, she will be at your Thanksgiving. She will be one of the five. Everybody's got that friend and or relative.
Yep.
And they will be drunk and screaming at each other by 8 p.m. As soon as that night game hits on the NFL Network, boom. They'll be upstairs punching each other, screaming out for their own parents at the age of 35 years old. Last but not least, it was Veterans Day this week. The youngest veteran to serve in World War II has died.
Yep.
The British veteran who took part in the D-Day invasion of Normandy at the age of 15 died last week at 92 years old, following a battle with COVID, actually. Jim Radford, who was born October 1st, 1928 in Hull, England, was the most likely... Well, he was most likely the youngest participant of the Allied invasion of Normandy on June 6, 1944. He was a 15-year-old galley boy of the Merchant Navy when he took part in the onslaught against the Nazi presence in France. This isn't a news story, again, but it is Veterans Day week, and we are celebrating the week because this was also the birthday of the Marines this week as well. And this story just it stood out. So there is a lot of stories that we talk about on this show. A lot of them are bashing a lot of fucking idiots. This isn't one of them.
No.
Occasionally, we highlight the good.
Well, I mean, it's funny. This guy became like a pretty active anti-war activist, particularly with regard to nuclear proliferation after his time there. But he kept a lot of close contacts with other people that he had served with and shit. But I mean, they're probably all fucking dead now. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the youngest and he's 92. So I doubt many of the rest of those guys are still around. If he was a cabin boy, is like, what the fuck? Or it's like cowboy. So it's like a valet,
right?
Butler, not a butler, but like a valet, like your daily servant guy.
Sure.
Basically, if you're an officer, particularly if you're a pilot or something like that, they have these guys. But anyways, it just goes to show you, this one hit home for me because there's a very good chance in the next, 5 or 10 years, we're not going to have any of these World War II veterans around anymore. And that's the last war we fought that really meant something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think it correlates with how shitty human beings are these days. Like this guy that saw war, he wasn't begging for it. He wanted anything but that. You know what I mean? He wasn't out beating his chest, but he also wasn't being a cunt about it. You can do both, and experience like that, you can't buy it. You can't fake it. I don't know what this generation is going to do. I really don't understand where we're going to go from here because it's going to take something super fucked up to make people start thinking normally again. Not like Trump becoming president or a tumultuous election. I mean something fucked up.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is no. I've truly come to believe there is no 9/12 without 9/11. I can't see it now. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am, but I don't think so.
Yeah, and this one hit home for me too. My great grandfather actually entered World War I at 15 years old. He was cutting the heads off of chickens in a barn in Ohio to make money because our family didn't have that much money. And that's the days when you could take the old pencil eraser to your birth certificates, and he just wanted to get the fuck out of doing that job at 15 years old. So he went over to World War I. It's crazy. We'll see what happens with the country and everything else. I have no fucking idea. No idea. I mean, can you imagine if this fucking ballot thing comes back?
Yeah.
Boy.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what the appropriate course of action would be if that were the case. You know what I mean? Honestly,
I don't know.
Like, obviously, you investigated to see who else was involved. If it was just the tech company, or if there are other people involved somehow, where like starting to do forensic accounting and things like that, and tracing money. I don't know if you'd even be able to find anything, to be honest. But other than that, like, how bad should the punishment be for something like that?
It would be up there, man. I mean, that's as high as you can possibly go as far as corruption.
I think it's only, I think election fraud is only like a 10 or 15 year charge or something like that. I don't really.
It's not terrible.
I don't think so.
That's not terrible.
I don't even think you can get like life in prison or something like that for that.
Man, well, it's worth the shot then, worth the risk. Now's the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who has inspired you or helps you become the person you are today. This one comes to us from Nick Pacheco from Colorado. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for about 2 years. He's nominating Iris Chavez. Reason for the nomination, he says, I would like to nominate my beautiful and badass girlfriend Iris for Drinking Bro of the Week. She is currently in the process of becoming a police officer. All the bullshit going on in this country right now with the police, she still wants to be a police officer, which is amazing. She is the sexiest and most badass woman there is. You guys have a lot of badass listeners and guests on your show, and I want to let those people, I want them to know how badass my girl is. Or that could be a warning of like, hey man, she's taken, you know? There's a lot of police that listen to the show, and it's like, hey man, if you get paired up with Iris, that is definitely my hot girlfriend who I will probably marry. I would take it, Nick, I'd take it a step further here. If she's that badass, you go ahead and put that ring on before.
Or at least knock her up or something.
Yes, dude. Stop pulling out, Nick.
Be an adult.
Be an adult, all right? And then you can figure it out from there. They'll know, obviously, if she's got a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They'll know after the first trimester that she's definitely spoken for at that point. So
maybe
it's just a word of advice. But either way, you can hit us up for Drinkin' Bro of the Week at drinkinbros.com. While you're there, you can get some butter soft teas for $19.99 and help yourself for the holidays. Nice little stocking stuffer in there. And I don't believe we're going to have a new line of stuff coming out when Black Friday.
Yeah, looks like it.
Awesome.
Just getting stuff set up now. Weren't you, by the way, supposed to wear a Notre Dame something on
correct.
The show this
correct.
Week? What
so,
happened?
It is in route, and I got the old message of due to COVID, everything is delayed bullshit, and it's just like.
What did you get?
I can't tell you. I got two things is all I'll say. Yes, they're awesome. And, the first one I will be able to wear on the show. The second one I will post in Drinking Bros Sports because I will not be able to show you what this is. But it's awesome. So, congratulations on that huge win. I just hope we finish the college football season. If you didn't listen to Drinking Bros Sports yesterday, most of the SEC has been canceled due to COVID this weekend, and Ohio State Maryland is also postponed in the Big Ten. There's some other weird games going on, and the Masters actually has started and is on time. Who is winning the Masters since we're live right now?
Paul Casey.
Paul Casey at what, -7?
-7. Tiger's in the mix, though. He's -4.
Tiger's -4. Yeah. All right. What hole is he on?
He's done for the day.
Oh, he's done for the day. That's good.
Shot 68.
Good. He got in the clubhouse. He usually has a bad, well, not a bad, but he's usually, you know, on par just above it for the first couple of rounds. So, shit, if he's starting off at a -4, that's a great start
where's
for
it look,
Tiger
Woods. Where does it look like the cut's going to be?
Right now, it's looking like probably even.
One under? Yeah.
Right now.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are playing well. How's my boy, Bryson DeChambeau, doing?
2 under for the day. He's finished.
He's finished? All right, good.
He's so in the mix. Yeah.
He's in the mix.
You want to have a decent day one.
When you roll out with a +4 at the end of day one, you know it's over.
My pick's -4 right now, too.
Is he really?
Louis
Oosthuizen.
He'll be in the mix. I told you, Sunday, 13, he'll birdie. And
dirtbag.
Jim Nantz will be like, don't forget about Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. You can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros too, which we bet on that heavily yesterday. D'Anthony, I don't know week after week where all of this is going to go, but I'm glad we get to do shows every day to figure it out.
Yep.
And we have Urkel on the show on
Monday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We get some wild guests coming in, man, just to do it, man, because we're going every single day. We started doing this during COVID, and then once it kind of cleared up and people went back to work, everybody was like, hey, man, we're kind of drive with you every day. You're our daily driver. Will you guys continue? Yes, we are going to continue going every single day. So that'll continue, and then we'll be splitting off sports as well pretty soon here and bringing you more sports shows. So that'll be a blast. But thanks for tuning in with us every single day. Please go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. That's what actually jams us all the way to the top of the charts. It's not the 10 million listeners and all that shit. It's actually the reviews and the 5-stars. So please go and do that. If you're sitting on the toilet right now, one leg is numb, let the other one go numb. You're not going to be amped. You're not going to be amputated. You know what I'm saying? Trust yourself, believe in yourself, and rate the show a 5-star on iTunes.
And leave a funny review,
leave
too.
Leave a funny review.
Honestly, I love reading those reviews because you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly awesome. Like, I used to have AIDS. Still have it, but I like the show. Like, all right, cool, man.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Glad we could be help.
We do have a large HIV audience.
Yeah. We should start advertising for one of those bug chasing websites.
What is it? What is it? What's your bug chasing website that you go to, Georgia?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you look like you have AIDS.
At one point, you've either tried to do it or to see if you would live.
Look, me and Magic were real close when I started in those basketball camps, you know, as a young child. And, you know, he taught me the secret.
Hot Bob, what's the bug chasing website for people who are looking for other people with AIDS and HIV? There is one. I know there is one.
Let me check that out.
It's a real thing.
I wouldn't know. I'm on PrEP.
You're on prep for it?
I mean, well, HGH is nice, so.
It is nice.
Right.
It is nice. But I think there is. Like, that's a thing, right? Or it might be illegal, actually, now that I think about it.
No, there are dating sites just for people that are HIV positive.
I think so.
No,
right?
I know for a fact there are because Bilo Yiannopoulos showed me.
Yeah, it's match.com.
What do you got? Yeah. No, it's not Match. What do you got?
There's a couple here. Top 9 HIV dating sites according to Healthline.com. Pause Personals.
Okay.
Pause Match.
Wait, pause like, oh, POS. Not
POZ,
like,
POZ.
Yeah, not like the eggs.
Yeah. No, I was going PAWS, like pause. Like
oh, no. I was thinking pause like the egg, like on Easter, the Easter egg dye.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
pause.
Yeah.
Adolf Pause.
The best two names that I see here are Positive Singles and HIV Passions.
Ah, great. So, look, if you're out there, go to HIV Passions. That one rolls off the tongue easier, you know? Figure out your weekend.
The new kink is the roulette parties.
Roulette parties.
Don't know who has it, where BDSM is not kinky enough anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
So, one bullet in the chamber.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that. I like how also I was sitting in a chair that was lowered all the way to the ground. I didn't even notice until I looked up at the monitor and I was like, man, I look like a tiny midget boy. I think my wife was fucking around on this goddamn thing.
She likes to play the long con with you.
Jesus Christ. Well, she's going to get a rap on the beak when we get home. I can promise you that. She's going to get a rap on the beak, dude. And that's what happens. They'll fall in line. If you think you're going to be 1 of 5 at my house on Thanksgiving, you got another thing coming. You'll be at that fucking shelter. Pack your shit. Get a fucking polka dot blanket. Wrap it around a stick. And put all your clothes in it because you're going to the shelter. I'm kidding. I love you, Jesse. And you mean a lot to me. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.